This is Audible.
Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Dexter by Design by Jeff Lindsay, narrated by Nick Landrum.
That was me, right there on YouTube, in full, glorious, living, and slightly grainy color. Dexter of the Deadly Dimples, now starring in a minor motion picture classic. Smile at the camera, Dexter. Wave to the nice audience. I'd never been very fond of home movies, and this one left me even colder than ever. But there I was, not merely captured on film, but posted on YouTube for all the world to see and admire. It was more than I could wrap my mind around. My thoughts just moved in a circle, like a film clip in a loop. That was me. It couldn't be me, but it was. I had to do something. But what could I do? Don't know, but something. Because that was me. Things were certainly getting interesting, weren't they? All right. That was me. Obviously, there was a camera hidden somewhere above the tub. Weiss and Doncevich had used it for their decorative projects, and it was still there when I showed up. Which meant that Weiss was still somewhere in the area. But no, it didn't mean that at all. It was ridiculously easy to connect a camera to the internet and monitor from a computer. Weiss could be anywhere, collecting the video and sending it on to me. To me. Precious, anonymous me. Dexter, the mostly modest, who toiled in the shadows and never ever looked for publicity of any kind for his good works. But of course, in the hideous clamor of media attention that had surrounded this whole thing, including the attack on Deborah, my name had almost certainly been mentioned somewhere. Dexter Morgan, unassuming forensic whiz, brother of the nearly slain. One picture, one frame of evening news footage, and he would have me. A cold and awful lump began to grow in my stomach. It was just that easy. So simple a deranged decorator could figure out who and what I was. I had been too clever for too long and grown accustomed to being the only tiger in the forest. And I had forgotten that when there is only one tiger, it's awfully easy for the hunter to follow the tracks. And he had. He had followed me to my den and taken pictures of Dexter at play. And there it was. My finger twitched almost unwillingly on the mouse, and I watched the video again. It was still me, right there on the video. It was me. I took a deep breath and let the oxygen work its magic on my thought process, or what was left of it. This was a problem, to be sure, but it had a solution like every other problem. Time to apply logic, turn the full power of Dexter's icy biocomputer on the problem. First, what did this guy want? Why had he done this? Obviously, he wanted some reaction from me, but which one? The most obvious would be that he was looking for revenge. I had killed his friend. Partner? Lover? It didn't matter. He wanted me to know that he knew what I had done. And he had sent the clip to me, not to someone who would presumably do something about it, like Detective Coulter. Which meant that this was a personal challenge, something that he was not going to make public, at least not yet. Except that it was public. It was on YouTube, and it was only a matter of time before someone else stumbled onto it and saw the clip. And that meant that there was a time element. So what was he saying? Find me before they find you? Okay, so far. But then what? An Old West showdown? Power saws at 10 paces? Or was the idea just to torture me, keep me chasing until I made a mistake, or until he grew bored and sent the whole thing on to the evening news. It was enough to create at least the idea of panic in a lesser being. But Dexter is made of far sterner stuff. He wanted me to try to find him. But he couldn't know that I had my varsity letter in finding. If I was even half as good as modesty let me admit I was, I would find him a great deal quicker than he thought I could. Fine. If Weiss wanted to play, I would play. But we were going to play by Dexter's rules, not his.